An old adage says a coincidence is a miracle in which God prefers to remain anonymous. Well, I wonder if sometimes a coincidence is nothing more than that. There have been plenty of times in my life when things have seemed to have lined up way too well for it to just be random. Like the other day when I walked out of church on my way home at the very moment that a man driving by needed directions to a place that I know. Or when an escrow overage check from the mortgage company arrived the day that I needed to figure out how to pay a large bill. Or when a friend that I have been thinking about lately, but I have lost contact with, suddenly finds me on Facebook. Or in the midst of trying to figure out which seminary to attend, Trinity calls me to say that I'm receiving a major scholarship, one that I didn't apply for. While we're busy looking for big miracles, God is spending a whole lot of time and energy performing small ones, many of which seem to emerge as coincidences, just as it did for Naomi and Ruth in the second chapter of the book of Ruth. By this point in the story, Naomi feels barren and lacks any hope of a change in her life. Her life has been full of loss. She feels as if God has turned on her, stripping her of every good thing. Her husband and both of her sons are dead after the family immigrated to Moab in hopes of a better life. Then, because of a famine, she left her home in Moab to travel back to Judah with her daughter-in-law, Ruth. Naomi feels so empty, she takes a new name, Mara, because she says, "The Almighty has dealt bitterly with me." It's as if Naomi has given up hope of anything ever changing in her life. But Ruth doesn't seem to have the same cynicism that her mother-in-law does. Ruth is at least willing to try something. So she asks her mother-in-law if she can go out into the fields to glean among the ears of grain, hoping to get at least something to eat, to provide just enough grain to fill their aching stomachs, maybe to fill some of the emptiness that plagued the both of them. While she's out gleaning, Ruth winds up in Boaz's fields. Perhaps it's simply a coincidence, but maybe God had something to do with it. Not only is Boaz a prominent, rich man, but he's also a relative of Naomi's late husband, Elimelech. And when he discovers who Ruth is, he takes care of her. Boaz not only grants her permission to glean in his fields with promises that she will not be bothered, he tells her to stay in his fields and to keep close to his women. Then at the mealtime, he also feeds her until she is satisfied, and he tells his young men to let her glean even among the standing sheaves, and makes her work easier by having them pull out handfuls from the bundles just for her. Maybe it's just a coincidence that she wound up stumbling into Boaz's fields right when he had returned from Bethlehem. Or maybe it's a miracle in which God wanted to remain anonymous. But God does not remain anonymous for very long. Naomi recognizes that God is at work. Her spirit's buoyed by this turn of events for the positive. Things suddenly start to look better for her, like life will not be quite so miserable. That perhaps God has changed his mind about Naomi, even caring for Ruth, a Moabite. While we're looking for big miracles, God is often working through circumstance and the faithfulness of others to create real change. While we're out looking for a burning bush or a parting sea, our eyes open for something that comes maybe only once a generation. God's been busy all around us, working through ordinary people to change the world. Some of us just want things to be a little bit better. We don't want to have to scramble to pay the bills, or wonder from where our next meal will come, or wonder if we will be able to stay in our home if we suddenly lose our job. Still others of us, though, have felt a bit more like Naomi, having felt abandoned or betrayed by God, praying for a miracle that never seems to come. Yet God is there, working in ways that we'd never expect, performing miracles through ordinary circumstance and people, providing for us in the love and care of those around us, and calling us to do the same. Actress Lily Tomlin is credited with saying, "I always wondered why somebody doesn't do something about that. Then I realized I am somebody." Just like Boaz was the one through whom God cared for Ruth and Naomi, you are the somebodies through whom God works miracles. Because of you, there is more kindness in the world, more love, more laughter and joy, more justice. Sometimes we forget. We look around and wonder why there is tension in our country, why we can't talk to each other about things that really matter, and why it seems like the world has really begun a downward spiral. And we wait for God to do something about it. Perhaps it's time for us to realize that we are somebody, that we are a part of the body of Christ. We are the primary way God lives and breathes in the world today, the way in which God is working to put order to the chaos that exists, creating life out of death and decay. We are co-workers with God in a world where circumstance and faithfulness are what change the world. God is here. God is in you. God is at work in you, filling you with love and teaching you how to work for the justice of all, even those who come from another country or do not look like you. God is at work caring for all of creation, reminding us that we are partners in this work, that we can and we should change the world here in Arlington and Alexandria, Falls Church in Washington, but also along the border and wherever there is unrest and injustice, showing us that our actions, no matter how small they may seem, have the ability to give hope where there wasn't any before, to help somebody who feels like life has treated them harshly, or that God has dealt bitterly with them, feel as if there is somebody who cares, somebody there with them. They're not alone. That life will not always be full of pain and agony. You are that reminder. Be the change that you want to see in the world. Be Boaz for Naomi and Ruth. Be the love that God has filled you with for a hurting world. Because you never know what miracles God might be working in you.